Agenda item number 6 is review of board member terms and vacancies. Oh, that's the one, that's this one.
Can everyone get a chance to review the
That sheet?
Mm-hmm. I don't have any questions regarding the terms.
I don't have a question regarding any term. What I do want to ask is how much prior to the end of a person have we traditionally looked for a replacement for that person in that category? In other words, as I read through this, I said, oh, so-and-so is leaving, you know, in 24. Do we have somebody? And then I saw 25 and I said, should we be looking for somebody? What is either our custom or what is required of us? Because it does take time to find appropriate replacements that meet the needs of the mental health board.
That's a great question, Rachel. Mike? Levin?
Mr. Sherman, members of the committee, I can be a little bit of a historian here. I will say that we didn't do a great job planning ahead because until Kate came on board, we often weren't really sure what the terms were, and she did a pretty serious in-depth investigation because when the statute was created, it created staggered appointments, and there was a whole thing about there were two-year terms and four-year terms, and you could have one two-year term and two four-year terms. Anyway, I think we're finally in a place where we know exactly when individual terms expire and that we probably should start thinking a year or so ahead of time or 6 months ahead of time. Some folks need to be approached to see if they're willing to continue on for another term because not everyone serves the maximum. But in other cases, we simply have to find other great candidates. And the challenge is the names are actually supposed to come from either the county executive or the county board. The statute is really prescriptive. So it's not supposed to just be a name. It's supposed to be like five names. And I think we're still trying to get to a place where we're fully compliant with that idea. That's been the history. We've tucked into some great candidates who just kind of fell in our laps, but I don't know that I've done a lot of proactive work. Fortunately, the county board hasn't. They look to us for those names. They look to the task force, and, you know, some came from the nurses union, and some came from, the statute kind of says where the names should be solicited, but it doesn't really give great guidance on, like, time frames. So that's my sort of historical perspective.
Thanks, Mike, for that, and welcome back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks. Great to be back. I was dying to get back.
Well, don't die. You can't die. And then you can't come back.
Oh, come on, Mary. Please, Mary.
Dr. Schneider, I see that you put something in chat as it pertains to the statute.
It looks like he added the descriptions for all the seats, which are outlined in Chapter 5141 of the state statutes. There you go. I'd just like to add that it is not the responsibility of the Mental Health Board or the Governance Committee to self-generate board members. It's the county executive who appoints board members to the Mental Health Board. I see a real value in your networks and expertise and firsthand knowledge of the board experience. And so I'm happy to help play kind of a middle person in supporting the recruitment effort, but I would recommend that Tim Schiavo, who has taken over for Chanika Fitch, if you remember her, he is managing the appointment process for the county executive's office, so I would recommend that he attend an upcoming board meeting to provide you all with a formal update, and then you can address your questions to him about process and how the board can best support recruitment of board members.
Thank you, Kate. And that's something we could invite him to kind of explain that more. I'm looking at the sheet itself, the sheet that was given to all the committee members. And I'm looking, and the A is for the term that when someone was appointed. And I think the T is for term end. What is the R?
Reappointment.
Reappointment. Okay. Okay. And so, I'm a little confused. Like, it's just to say for Mary's, like, it's no term ending. So, what? Why some is just appointed and it's never no reappointment or term ending?
Answer that, or Mary.
Whoever has the answer, I don't. I just want to know.
The ex officio positions are positions on the board that are by virtue of their role in another organization. So the Mental Health Task Force has a seat on the board that's guaranteed to be the chairperson of the Mental Health Task Force or that person's designee. So that's Mary C., for example. And then the other one is the Combined Community Services Board, which is Denise Lavrence. And so those do not have term limits because those organizations have the chair or their designee to fill that seat.
Thank you, Kate.
Yes, I have a question or a comment. I'm going to speak to the issue around MC3. MC3 has like three areas where they recommend individuals for board slots, and Lindsay, who has a French last name who I can't pronounce, who is the staff person to Chairwoman Nicholson, is to be coordinating that the spots for Chairwoman Nicholson, and is not responding to the MC3 staff. And so that is another issue. MC3 staff has been in contact with Tim Schabo from the county executive's office, but the county board supervisors, the county board supervisor, the chairwoman staff, is not coordinating with MC3. So they have individuals, or have had individuals in the past, that they want to recommend for positions, for individuals for various positions on the mental health board, but are not provided. And I'm speaking now with a different hat on as a member of MC3 steering committee. We are not provided with the mechanism by which to recommend an individual. So as a member of the steering committee and as a member of the mental health board, I am going to be contacting Chairwoman Nicholson to talk about that issue and to find out if there's some collaboration and some better coordination that can happen. Because there's a serious breakdown in communication. There were some emails sent earlier this year, and then nothing has been followed up by the county supervisor staff. So that's another situation where county supervisor staff is supposed to be designating people that then get forwarded on to the county executive.
I'm going to respond to that, Mary, but thank you for that. Shirley?
Hello, everyone. Mine is more so about the name of my seat on the board. So I know it's a little bit different than what you were talking about, but I just honed in on consumer experience. I'm recommending that we take consumer out and just make it, peer experience member or lived experience member. The term consumer doesn't really leave a warm and fuzzy feeling to me. Not that it should. I personally just don't. I don't like the term, to be straightforward.
Well, right now, I think we go off of what the statutes say.
Oh, statutes say consumer?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a null and void.
We can, if you prefer, we can change it in the tracking document, if that's what you would prefer.
I would recommend that we do.
And that's a bigger issue. We can fight to get the statute changed, right, to say, to reflect a peer. But, yeah. So thank you. I'm getting a lot of statutes are very helpful. And I'm the governance chair. I'm going to take time to go through the statutes. However, Mary, I believe believe a letter should go out. However, you know, I would like for you to send a letter to the governance committee or to the, you know, let's look at the letter and make a decision that this is a letter to go out, and out on behalf of the board.
No. Was going to be going out. Well, I can do it. I can do it on behalf of the board. I wasn't going to send a letter to Chairwoman Nicholson. I was going to make a call to Chairwoman Nicholson to set up a meeting with her, just a general introduction, not just about this issue.
I mean, it just goes back to, you know, we want to move as one unit, as the mental health board. And so, you know,
right.
I think it's a great idea to, you know, meet with her. However, I think we should have something in place where, oh, that a term is coming up or ending in the 6 months. That
sure. I can do a letter, Chairman, relative to this situation.
Right.
No problem.
Right. I see hands going over it fairly quickly. Mike and then Kate. Mike, you're muted.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I just wanted to add another piece to the history. So the statute basically says that if the chairs that are on the county board of supervisors sort of list to recommend no recommendation is made, then it reverts to the county executive. I think one of the things that's confusing about the process is up until relatively recently, the county board and the county board chairperson, and I believe this mostly precedes Chairwoman Nicholson, basically said they weren't interested in participating, so they weren't submitting names. There were a couple of situations where they submitted a single name for the county executive. So the process has not had this enthusiast statute anticipated from the county board to participate in that selection process. So, you know, it would be hopefully board chair Neubauer can, you know, make some headway with the county board, because I don't think we have a bad relationship with the current board. I think some of the lack of interest is more or less a hangover from when things were tough and there was a challenged relationship between the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors and County Executive Abley. I believe much of those hard feelings have gone away with all new memberships. And so I do think it would be positive if, for instance, the County Executive did get a list of five great candidates to choose from and could kind of vet the candidates with the Mental Health Board to pick the best choice. We haven't had that luxury because typically we only have one, if any, and then when it falls to the county exec, we've had to wait that for that time period to elapse where the county executive then gained the authority to appoint. And I can think of a number of situations where that seat just sat empty waiting for that time limit to elapse and then we moved forward. So I just wanted to help the group sort of know that history as well.
Thanks, Mike.
I just wanted to highlight that 60-day time frame. And also the fact that this committee has had this item on its agenda regularly, and the county executive's office has been invited to board meetings to provide regular updates on board seats and vacancies. And so that's an effort to try to be as proactive as possible. So looking at 2024, and this was done months ago, to say who's up for reappointment, who's terming off the board, really months in advance, so it's not a surprise, and so that no one is trying to fill a seat last minute. I think there's real utility in the governance committee continuing its work in monitoring and tracking appointments.
Okay. Thank you, Kate. Again, Mary, if you want to give the county supervisor a call, that's fine, but I think we have been, I forgot the young lady's name that used to give us updates periodically on, like, vacancies, the one that left.
Mm-hmm, Shanika Fitch.
Yeah.
I was the person from the county executive's office, the person from the county board supervisor's office, and somebody different.
Right. Absolutely. And I notified the chief of staff at the beginning of the year.
My name is Lindsay.
So even from a historical standpoint, I don't think we were this active in, like, paying attention or making sure that fill the vacancies. And I think we just continue to move forward. And Mary, I want to make a phone call on behalf of the board, being that you're the chair, and set up a meeting to discuss this. I agree with Mike that, you know, if we can submit more names, but submitting maybe 4 to 5 names and have a selection process that way, it would be great. So.
Thank you, Chairman.
Any other discussion needed on this item before we move on?